Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 2, I was talking about the city in Revelation chapter 21, verse 11. Let's start the week at that point today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In verse 11 there of Revelation 21 says, having the glory of God, and her light was likened to a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. And on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And now let me just insert here at verse 16 of 12,000 furlongs. That would be somewhat similar to the distance between Denver, Colorado, and the Atlantic Ocean. So that means that it was 12,000 furlongs that wide, that distance wide, that distance deep, and that distance high, because it's 4 square. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. Okay, so we see the walls are of jasper, and the city as pure gold, likened to clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, a sardonyx, the sixth, a sardius, the seventh, a chrysolite, the eighth, a beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoprasus, the 11th, a jacinth, and the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. Gates made of pearl weren't made of many pearls. It was, each gate was of one pearl. And you've seen how high the walls were, 144 cubits. My friend, as an old preacher I heard one time preach, would say, that's big. And then he goes on to say, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Now, the glory of God lightens it? Well, let's think of that. As with Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, that is seven times the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their womb. Wow. Just think of all that jewelry we just read of that city, so pure, transparent glass for the gold, and all those other metals there that are there, those jewels. Can you imagine glory being seven times brighter than the sun shining through that, all the glorious colors that the people on the new earth will see? Oh, what a day that will be. It'll be a tremendous day. It'll be a wonderful day when we see Jesus. And so, we just looked at that, and as I read that, I tell you what, it makes you say, let's go now, Lord. Take us on to heaven right now. And what a special blessing that is for each of us, I believe. We look for that city, you and I, whose builder and maker is God. Because it's our inheritance. And it is being prepared by God himself who made the heavens and the earth. So just remember, this world is not our home. We may be hated here. There might even be violence in America against the local church and against those who name the name of Christ. But listen, there's nothing this world has that'll compare to what God has to give for those who are his in all eternity. You know, we take stands today. We stand because this is the Bible position. We stand against homosexual marriage, abortion, and other things because, in a sense, we've chosen to follow the teachings of the Bible. Now, people follow teachings of different things. And so since we follow the teachings of the Bible, we use our right in this country to follow those teachings and to express them. And so, as a result, you and I are against the murder of human babies through abortion. We're against euthanasia. We believe that God, the giver of life, by his word taught these things. So these are not our creations, the words that we're creating. We are merely repeating the words that God has already given. We believe them and we live by them. Now, in the first century church, many times people got drug off to prison. As a matter of fact, Paul, before his conversion, did this very thing to believers. But if that happened today, if we were to be thrown in prison, if we were to be beaten, if we were to be attacked, would you remain faithful? People talk about those religious people that have the 7 out of the top 10 nations that persecute Christians, of course, is Muslim. That's not an accusation. That is actual research proof. But we've heard of Muslims attacking churches and so forth and in other countries. But what if they did that here? Would you remain faithful, whether it's Muslims or anybody else? Or would you decide to, well, I believe in God, but I'm not going to go to church anymore. You see, things like this actually prove the reality of our faith. So you keep these things about heaven that I read to you from Revelation chapter 21, that's your eternal home. Now, 70 years old, I don't know how much many more years I have. My dad lived to be 98, so I could live. If I lived as long as he did, I still have another 28 years to go. My mother lived to 70. Okay, so I could go this year. But whenever I go, it'll be in God's timing. But even if I lived to be 120 years old, as did Moses, do you think that that'll have any comparison to eternity? Of course not. Of course not. And so what a special blessing when we read this in Revelation 21, then we read Revelation 14, 1 through 3, Jesus starts out by saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And our Lord does not lie. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. You see, that's the city whose builder and maker is God. It has many mansions. And if he goes to prepare a place for us, he'll come again and receive us into himself, that where he is, there we may be also. Now understand, there are those that like to teach, well, a mansion was just a little room that was built onto the master's house. And that's true. There was a room. Now, when I think of that great city of God, what do you think that room's going to be like? I wouldn't trade that room for any mansion on this earth. Won't even come close. Even the very best mansion of this earth would not come close. The Taj Mahal, when it was in all of its glory, would not come close. And you see, that little room was built in Bible days. A young man would have a lady that they would barter for, and a payment would be made, and she'd be betrothed to him. Now, betrothal to us is like engagement. Only then, you had to go through a divorce to break a betrothal. But when they were betrothed, they didn't come together, and as husband and wife living together, they were usually apart for a while. It could be as much as a year or so. But during that time, that young man would go back to his father's house, just like Jesus went back to the father's house after he paid the price to have a bride. And so he'd go back to the house, and then he'd begin to build onto that house. That little room that he'd built on would be for him and his new bride. That would be their honeymoon suite, so to speak. And that would be the place they would dwell, in the Father's house. Now, what is so interesting as well is that Jesus is preparing a place for us. And then, just like in the Bible days, when the room was finished, they'd come back, and he had called for his bride. He didn't go in the house and get her. He'd come to the street in front of the door and call her name out, and she'd come out to him, and they'd go out together. Just like the Lord's going to call us, and we're going to meet him in the clouds to ever be with the Lord. They'd go back to the master's house, and they would have a marriage supper. And we're going to go to heaven one day, the rapture, and then we're going to have the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then in that day, after they would have the festivities of the day, those evenings throughout that week, they would retire together to that room, their mansion, their honeymoon suite. And whereas they become one flesh in that day, today, when we look ahead to that day, we become one spirit in a way that's even more so than just the indwelling of the Holy Ghost that we have today that are saved.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.